Suppose we pick up our piece of chalk one more time and ask why there is enough calcium, carbon, and oxygen here on Earth to provide raw materials for the fossil shells that make up chalk. That is easy. These elements are common throughout most of the universe. But why is that? Again, we must appeal to a blend of history and universal principles. Using the standard model of elementary particles, we know how to follow the course of nuclear reactions in the standard Big Bang theory of the universe well enough to be able to calculate that the matter formed in the first few minutes of the universe was about 3/4 hydrogen and 1/4 helium, with only a trace of other elements, chiefly very light ones like lithium. This is the raw material out of which heavier elements were later formed in stars. Calculations of the subsequent course of nuclear reactions in stars show that the elements that are most abundantly produced are those whose nuclei are most tightly bound, and these elements include carbon, oxygen, and calcium. The stars dump this material into the interstellar medium in various ways, in stellar winds and supernova explosions, and it is out of this medium, rich in the constituents of chalk, that second-generation stars like the Sun and their planets were formed. But this scenario still depends on a historical assumption, that there was a more or less homogeneous Big Bang, with about 10 billion photons for every quark. Efforts are being made to explain this assumption in various speculative cosmological theories, but these theories rest in turn on other historical assumptions. It is not clear whether the universal and the historical elements in our sciences will remain forever distinct. In modern quantum mechanics, as well as in the Newtonian mechanics, there is a clear separation between the conditions that tell us the initial state of a system, whether the system is the whole universe or just a part of it, and the laws that govern its subsequent evolution. But it is possible that eventually the initial conditions will appear as part of the laws of nature. One simple example of how this is possible is provided by what is called the steady-state cosmology, proposed in the late 1940s by Hermann Bondi and Thomas Gold, and, in a rather different version, by Fred Hoyle. In this picture, although the galaxies are all rushing apart from each other, a fact often expressed in the somewhat misleading statement that the universe is expanding, it is misleading to say that the universe is expanding because solar systems and galaxies are not expanding and space itself is not expanding. The galaxies are rushing apart in the way that any cloud of particles will rush apart once they are set in motion away from each other.
This book is continued on Disc 2.